Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was elected to her first full six-year term Tuesday night, fending off a challenge from Republican Wendy Long. Gillibrand was in the unusual position of facing the voters twice in 2 years after being tapped in 2009 to replace Hillary Rodham Clinton, who had become Secretary of State. Gillibrand won the right to finish out the final 2 years of Clinton's old term in 2010. This time, she successfully ran for a new six-year term. The race marked the first time that two women have squared off in a statewide New York race. WBAI's Sally O'Brien has more on the New York State election results.
Last night's election saw New York Democrats win two congressional seats. In Syracuse, Dan Maloney reclaimed the seat he lost 2 years earlier, and in the suburbs north of New York City, Sean Patrick Maloney, a former aide to Governor Eliot Spitzer and President Clinton, became the state's first openly gay member of Congress. But matters in the state Senate are acutely unsettled. In New York State, Democrats, swinging on President Obama's coattails, told reporters that they believed they would take control of the state Senate. Currently, the Senate is the last important power base Republicans hold in Albany. This after Democrats won several critical races yesterday. Republicans, however, did not concede defeat, and observers say it could be days before either party is able to assert control because the Democratic caucus will include five members who've not ruled out backing Republican leadership of the chamber. Republicans are eager to keep a foothold in Albany, where Democrats, who now outnumber them 2-1 among the state's electorate, hold all statewide offices and control the assembly. According to the New York Times, control of the Senate will likely determine several major public policy issues. The Senate Republican majority, 33 of the Senate's 62 seats, has helped Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo restrict the growth of property taxes and rein in state spending. But Republicans have also prevented Cuomo from succeeding in pushing his party's initiatives, such as raising the minimum wage, overhauling the state's campaign finance system, and tightening the state's gun laws. Meanwhile, Democrat Ted O'Brien, a Monroe County legislator, seized one seat in the Rochester area. And in New York City, Democratic State Senator Joseph Addabbo Jr. defeated Republican Eric Ulrich in Queens. In Westchester County, where many residents remained without power because of the storm, Assemblymember George S. Latimer, a Democrat, defeated Republican businessman Bob Cohen to win that district. Democrats said they believed they had also picked up as many as four seats. In Brooklyn, Simca Felda, a former council member, defeated a Republican who had won a special election earlier this year to fill a seat previously held by Carl Krueger, who's now in prison after pleading guilty to taking bribes. Senator Michael Giannaris, a Queens Democrat and the leader of his party's campaign committee, claimed victory, saying, quote, "The voters of this state have sent a resounding message that they want the Democratic Party to run the state Senate." But Scott Reif, speaking for the Senate Republicans, said, "We are confident that once all the votes are in, we will retain our majority." Even if Democrats emerge from the elections with a mathematical majority, as now appears likely, their control would still be uncertain. Also on Tuesday, voters in Brooklyn reelected two Democrats who had been mired in scandal. Assemblymember Vito Lopez, who was censured in August after he was accused of sexual harassment, faced only nominal opposition. And Assemblymember William F. Boylan, Jr., who was arrested in Brooklyn last year on bribery charges, only weeks after being acquitted on separate bribery charges in Manhattan, easily won reelection. Sally O'Brien, WBAI News.